This is a new Radio Sports Network exclusive interview with Green Bay Gamblers defenseman Mason Lorai. Mason, how are we doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, Mason. It's always a pleasure to have some Gamblers on. We enjoy their company. So, Mason, let's dive right in. You're the 58th overall pick in the 2020 NHL Draft, selected by the Boston Bruins. How did that moment feel for you?
Yeah, obviously, dream come true. It's something ever since I was little. I've been working for. Obviously, this year a little weird with how the draft went. It got pushed back a couple months, and then obviously wasn't able to go to Montreal and be there for it. But still that same special feeling. Watching on TV with my family and, all my teammates were around too. So, it's something I'll remember for the rest of my life. And, just amazing feeling.
Yeah, growing up, you've seen a lot of NHL draft picks. Did you ever think that was one day going to be you?
Growing up, it's, something you always dream of. And I think, personally, I always knew that, I could get drafted, and that's just something I worked for and stayed confident in myself. So yeah, definitely I saw myself and envisioned myself being in this position.
Very cool. So tell me a little bit about the Boston Bruins organization. What really appeals to you when you think about them?
Obviously original six organization, there's so much history there. Just the culture they have is pretty special just in the hockey world. Like, everyone knows about the Boston Bruins. So, obviously, getting selected to go there and play, in the historic TD Garden for the Bruins is, like I said, dream come true. Just such a great organization, and couldn't be happier to be selected by them.
No doubt, Mason. So, let's date it back a little ways here. You were born in Louisiana, but you're a Verona, Wisconsin native. Tell me about your childhood and involvement in sports throughout that period of your life.
Yeah, so my dad was coaching semi-professional hockey in the East Coast League. So that's why we were in Baton Rouge. He was coaching the Baton Rouge Kingfish. So I was born there in 2001, and then my little sister was born there in 2002. We moved shortly after she was born to Pennsylvania, where, we were there for 7 years. That's kind of where I really started, actually playing hockey and, organized at least. So we were there and then moved to, Madison, Verona, when I was seven. So ever since we've been there, growing up, obviously hockey was always, my favorite sport, number one, but kind of played a little everything, played soccer, football, lacrosse, baseball. I love basketball, but could never play it just because it's, winter sport, just like hockey.
Right.
Yeah, so just grew up playing youth for the Madison Capitals, and then decided I wanted to leave home pretty young when I was 15 and go to a prep school. So I went to Culver Military Academy in Indiana and played there for 3 years, and then found myself here in Green Bay and second year here, and couldn't be happier. Love it here.
That's great to hear. We always like to hear how everyone loves Green Bay. So that brings me to my next question. Are you a Packers fan?
Yes, 100%. Ever since I was little, my dad's from Wisconsin. And so even when we were living in Louisiana and Pennsylvania, always have been, rooting for the Packers. I think when I was little, my grandma used to send news clippings of Brett Favre every week from the papers, send them in the mail. So I had those taped up all around my room when I was super little, like 4 or 5, you know, all the way up. So, you know, being here, it's pretty special playing in the Resch. Obviously, like, now I'm sitting in the parking lot looking over at Lambeau. Got to go to a couple games last year, so it's pretty awesome.
Who's your favorite player?
Of all time?
All time and current.
All time, I mean, obviously Brett Favre, but I'd have to go with Jordy Nelson, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And then currently, Davante Adams.
Me too. I'm a big Adams fan as well.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's switch the topics a little bit. Tell me about the style of your play, the ability to generate a lot of power, and what you're doing on the ice. Go through that with me, please.
Yeah, I think, you know, my game's more like a two-way defenseman. You know, I definitely take a lot of pride in defending the other team's best players, you know, shutting things down that way. But, you know, also just love the offensive side of the game. Once I get the puck on my stick, you know, making a nice play and then jumping up in the play, trying to get it back in the offensive zone. I think I'm the type of player that can play, you know, all situations, whether that's, you know, 5-on-5, power play, penalty kill, you know, starting periods, finishing periods, you know, being out there in tight situations, whether we need to, you know, keep them from scoring a goal or score a goal ourselves. So I like to think I'm kind of all around.
You're an all-around player, most definitely. So is there anything in practice that you work on to implement that into the game situation?
Yeah, I mean, my biggest thing in practice is just, you know, every day show up to the rink and just compete. You know, bring that energy every day. You know, just really, I'm really a competitive person, and I think every day of just showing up to the rink and competing as hard as I can is going to make me better. So yeah, just compete and, you know, play the game the way I think it's supposed to be played.
Definitely translating really well for you. So, 4 game winning goals you have this year. Tell me how that feels. You lead the league.
Yeah. I mean, feels good to, you know, be able to go out there and help my team win. But I think ultimately, you know, you look at those goals and it's a result of, you know, just playing with other guys that make things happen too. I think, you know, we got a really good team this year, and, you know, guys step up when we need a goal. So, you know, obviously playing with those guys, they set me up nice, and, you know, kind of just I do the easy thing. They're doing all the hard work, and, you know, I guess makes me look good. But those guys, you know, deserve a lot of credit.
Yeah, your whole team definitely works well together. And going off of that, you know, you were here last year. What's the biggest difference from last year to this year as far as team cohesion and where you fit in personally?
Yeah, I think, you know, biggest difference is just, you know, the guys in the locker room, we all get along. We all have, you know, we all have the same goal. Everyone every day shows up to work. You know, just because we're trying to get better every day. So then, you know, when it comes, you know, March, April, May, we're gonna be ready to be, you know, the top team in the league, and, you know, hopefully win a Clark Cup. And then personally, I think obviously being, you know, a year older, a year stronger, a year more experienced, I think I have a lot of say in the locker room, and, you know, I have a lot of respect from my teammates. So I think, you know, just taking the leadership role and doing that to the best of my ability just to help our team and, you know, try and get 2 points every night.
Most definitely, Mason. And I'm going to hit you with a lightning round of questions here, so just be prepared right now. What is your favorite food?
Favorite food? Probably have to go with Pancheros.
Pancheros? What's I don't even know what that is. What is that?
There's not one here in Green Bay, but it's a burrito place, kind of like Chipotle.
Oh, man, I'm a big Chipotle fan. So, next question. Favorite place to visit?
I'd probably have to say Culver, which is, you know, it's the place I went to high school there, that prep school, but I've been going there every summer my whole life. You know, we rent a house there on the lake, and, you know, I just love it there. It's one of my favorite places to be.
Awesome to hear. Have you ever had sushi?
Yeah, love sushi.
Next question. Have you ever been skydiving? If you haven't,
no.
Would you go?
Would I?
Yeah.
I feel like once I'd be up there in the sky ready to jump off, I don't know what would happen.
Yeah, I've definitely got.
I think I'd have to get pushed.
Yeah, yeah. I told the guy to just push me. I'm gonna go. So, what do you expect for Christmas? The Christmas season is coming up. Are you guys doing a little Secret Santa, or what are you expecting for Christmas gifts here?
Yeah, I think we, as a team, we're gonna do a little Secret Santa thing. Just, you know, everyone gets everyone else something small, maybe a little joke. But then from my family, nothing special. I mean, you know, my parents do a lot for me, so I don't really expect any big presents or anything. But, you know, every year we always get each other something little.
Something little like a Bugatti or a Tesla. But
little like a pair of socks.
Pair of socks with some coal in them, yeah. So, next home game here is coming up Saturday, December 26th. But before then, you head to Youngstown, Ohio to face the Phantoms this Friday and Saturday. What's the outlook like on that for you?
Yeah, Youngstown, obviously a team we had in our building in the Rush earlier this year. I'm pretty sure that was a comeback win. One of those was swept them that weekend. So obviously they're going to be, you know, they're chomping at the bit to get us in their rank and, you know, try and get back even with us. I think the main message throughout our locker room is just, you know, go in there and play hard, be really hard to play against, just compete, you know, play our game. And I think, you know, our team with the skill we have and the talent we have should, you know, if we go out there and compete, we're in it, you know, every game we give ourselves a chance to win. So heading out, leaving tonight at 10:45, 11 hours, sleeping on the bus through the night. We'll get there, practice tomorrow, and then, you know, get ready to go Friday and Saturday, hopefully come back to Green Bay with 4 points.
Yeah, the show starts pretty quick here. So we're just going to wrap it up. We want to thank Mason, the 58th overall pick in the 2020 NHL draft by the Boston Bruins, and second-year Gamblers defenseman. Mason, just thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.